Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon from ETF Trends. And of course, ETF Trends is all about the ETF business. And it's all about what you can do to make a better, more useful, and more sensible portfolio. It's ETF Trends on Twitter, and Tom is at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider Barclays High Yield Bond ETF, ticker JNK.
Ticker symbol JNK. It's the Spider Barclays High Yield Bond ETF. Why junk now?
There's a lot that's been going on in the junk and the high-yield market. There's a lot that's been going on in the bond market right across the board. We want to talk about Bill Gross. We want to talk about PIMCO because I think that has something to do with it. But also, Chuck, a lot of money over the last few years has been going into high-yield junk bond ETFs, and this ETF is by far one of the largest that's out there. However, they can have volatility, too. So it's not just risk to the bond market. It's also risk to the equity market as well. And both are affected, and that's really key to the whole understanding of the junk bond market. So today, yields are pretty attractive, but money has been coming out in the last 6 weeks of junk bonds in general, and that's affected junk bond ETFs. So the question is, do you exit junk bonds, or do you use this as a buying opportunity? Right now, JNK is just a little bit below its 200-day average. So as you and I talk about ETFs on a regular basis, and we always bring up the major trends, it's always a nice opportunity to highlight an area of the market that's getting a lot of attention, number one. But also, number two, when there maybe is an opportunity where something might have had a more-than-average correction and then might be snapping back, I think JNK is a great opportunity for people to get in that might have missed the junk bond rally that we've had over the last couple of years, might be able to get some more attractive yields, and especially as we look at higher interest rates not really happening for at least 6 months, it's a great way to maybe get that higher yield while we're waiting for the hike in rates.
But are they getting in now with, as you pointed out, the Spider Barclays High Yield Bond ETF below its 200-day moving average? It has taken that hit. Normally for you, 200-day moving average is a pretty strong trigger. Is this start taking aim at this target, but don't fire till you see the whites of their eyes? Or
that's
okay?
Exactly the point, Chuck. So now if you like the idea of getting a higher yield, but you also want to go in at the right time, and I'm not saying we're always going to pick the perfect time, but historically, if you go in when it's just gone above its 200-day average, it's a great opportunity as long as you watch it on that 200-day average. So this trend's not always going to be in place when it does go above, but if you have a lot of cash that's on the sidelines, and we know money market funds are paying next to nothing, short-term treasuries are paying next to nothing, there's some concern as we're seeing some corrections in equity markets and people are putting a little bit more money on the sidelines. What do I do with all this cash that's on the sidelines right now? Here's a chance to maybe get a better yield and also control the risk by trading it on the 200-day average.
We've discussed, I think, this fund in the past, and I know you and I have discussed it off the air, which makes me think that this is a fund that you use with your clients. That being the case, did you tell your clients who were in it to get out of it when it crossed the 200-day moving average down? And if anybody buys in and then we don't see a rally, are they coming back out when it crosses the 200-day average?
Great question. So we have clients that we have allocations that we follow trends. And for those, we sold those J&K positions as they drop below the 200-day average. We also have clients that pay us to have a long-term asset allocation strategy, and J&K plays a role there as well, and we kept those positions. And in fact, when we do the quarterly rebalance, as we do at the end of the quarter, if that account is or that fund has gone down, we may actually go in and buy more. So it all gets back to what's your plan, what's your goal, what's your long-term strategy, and the discipline to follow it. So I'm glad you asked that question. And yes, we have owned it for many of our clients. We still own it for some of our clients who have an asset allocation strategy.
Again, we should point out that this is really a choice where you're looking for some yield with your cash. It's that part of your money that you're going to use to allocate towards JNK, correct?
That's right. And, you know, so you, because you're getting paid right now, yields 5.4%. What are you making in money market funds? Next to nothing. Is it worth it to you to put in a little bit of effort to watch that 200-day average, trade it on that 200-day average? There's no guarantee that you're going to make money. You could actually lose money. You could get whipsawed. However, many feel that the correction we've seen in the junk bond market might have a lot to do with what has gone on recently with PIMCO and Bill Gross leaving, the fact that there's a lot of money that's shifting around because of that in the junk bond market right now. There's also concerns of illiquidity in the junk bond area as well, which I think will continue to get attention. But I have to say, the ETFs and the junk bond market have created greater liquidity for junk bonds in general, and this area continues to be more popular.
That's why it is worth looking at. It's a very interesting play. Remember that on the 200-day moving average scale, well, it's the ETF of the week, but it's not the buy this ETF right now of the week because it's not quite there yet. But it could be soon, and on that basis, Tom Lydon just made the Spider Barclays High Yield Bond ETF, ticker symbol JNK, his ETF of the week. And remember, he did disclose some of the shares own it if they're not on the 200-day moving average scale. The rest, waiting to see it happen. Tom, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
If you want more information on what Tom Lydon does, well, you're going to go to ETFtrends.com. You're going to follow him at ETFtrends on Twitter or at Tom Lydon on Twitter. All right, we've gotten off to a rolling start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next when Money Life continues. So stick around. We'll be right back.